The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
My name is Suren Naidu. Welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. On this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's dynamic property industry. Steyn City is the multi-billion rand estate that includes a niche city center with hundreds of luxury homes and apartments just past Fourways in Johannesburg. It is backed by insurance billionaire Dow Steyn. The last time we had an update from Steyn City Properties, which leads the development of Steyn City, was way back in 2021, just after the COVID and lockdowns started to recede. But the mega estate just seems to be adding more and more to its wide range of destinations and options, as it were. The latest being a palatial new Saxon hotel, but there's more on the go. On the latest episode of The Property Pod, I am speaking with Stephen Lowe, CEO of Steyn City Properties, to tell us more. Welcome to The Property Pod, Stephen.
Thanks so much, Suren. Nice to be here.
Stephen, as I mentioned, the last time I was at Steyn City physically was way back in October 2021 on a media tour of the new city centre development there, which was being complete at the time. A lot was done, but there were finishing touches being added. Where do things stand now on this project, and how has apartment sales gone?
So, Suren, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised if you came to visit us again. And in fact, you must make the effort to come and do that. So, as you know, once Steyn or City Centre is fully developed, there'll be 760 highly specced apartments with 5,000 square metres of retail space as well. Our apartments, as you could probably see back then, ranged from one bedrooms through to four beds, penthouses, with the one beds being quite large at about 69 square meters, many of them with beautiful balconies. And as you would also have seen then, Suren, the style lends itself to sort of an old style European village, you know, so no one apartment is actually the same as the others. This development has now sprawled down the cliff top here, or the hilltop, towards our central lane gatehouse, and it's starting to take on quite a nice personality. You asked how sales have gone. We launched about 180 apartments in our first phase. That was round about August, September of 2022. We have 80% of those apartments are fully occupied, and that includes sales and rentals. Suren, so it obviously includes both. And at the time, we also took the decision to be a little innovative, and we offered a rent-to-own option to the market. We had 45 units that we put in on that scheme. That was very, very well received, and all 45 were snapped up, you know, pretty quickly. I think there's quite a demand for that, particularly at the time with interest rates rising. It gave the potential investor or buyer an opportunity to ride out this interest rate cycle. So, we've been very happy, actually, with how sales and rentals have gone. It's still a long way to being completed. It is a massive development, as you said during your intro. And we'll be completely finished in about 2 years from now with all the apartments. And that will obviously include all the interiors as well. So we'll just continue to release phases as they become available. We'll be selling another 50 units off plan probably in the next couple of months as well, to enable people to just think ahead a little. We do find that some people need to exit a property somewhere else before coming here, and having the off-plan option would obviously help them in a situation like that. So, yeah, City Centre's coming along quite nicely now.
So I'm sure there's a lot more people walking around, and it's a vibey village, as it were.
It is. You can see that community building, you know, day by day now, which is great. And as more and more retailers come on stream as well, it just gives our people a lot more reasons for being in City Centre. You know, we have a beautiful a restaurant offering in Café de Sol, just one example. You know, there's proper retail happening there, which is really cool.
And you have a nice view of the lagoon there as well. But Steve, I understand one of the really new components, it has been reported on, but is this Saxon-branded hotel being a latest addition there. Tell us more about this, bringing in such a well-known brand, and a little bit of detail in terms of the size, who is it targeted at, and what sort of investment went into that, because from the visuals, it looks quite impressive.
Yeah, so I think we're very fortunate in that the Saxon is a sister company of ours. So while we did go through a tender process, the board felt ultimately that it would be right to team up with the Saxon. So we'll be putting in 48 one- and two-bedroom apartments. So they're fully serviced, highly spec'd apartments, the same ones that I've described a little bit earlier, as well as a presidential suite and a penthouse in the initial phases. There's a beautiful hotel barn. I think those are probably some of the pictures that you're referring to now. Wonderful reception area. There's an exclusive use rooftop pool. And of course, any of our guests that stay at our hotel, which will be branded Stay in City, by the way, so Stay in City Hotel by the Saxon, has access to all the amenities on the estate. So they can, you know, make use of our mountain bike tracks, the 45-kilometer paved walking and running tracks, the lagoon that you referenced now. We actually have a great offering there in terms of food and just so much for the kiddies to do. So, yeah, we think it'll be quite well received. Siren, you ask, who are we targeting it at? I think both the business or corporate traveler as well as, you know, holiday makers. We don't think that anything like this actually exists in the Johannesburg, Pretoria precinct. It's obviously a very safe environment. So for the businessman that's you know, traveling in from a particular provincial traveler, we locate it so close to Lanseria Airport, one can be here within 10, 15 minutes, and then their life can continue. You know, they can stick to their normal daily routines, cycle, run, swim, go to any one of the gym facilities. And it's a relatively short commute back into Sandton if they do need to go there for meetings or to Pretoria. So we think it'll have broad appeal. So the hotel actually launches as a soft launch over the next couple of days and then launches officially later this week on the 1st of November. You asked around the investment. I forgot to mention we in April we'll also be opening a Saxon spa, which we think will really add to the offering. And later this month, early November, we offering or opening a boutique conference facility called The Guild. And we think that then really does, you know, complete our offering from a hotel perspective. So the total investment when all said and done is probably just under R500 million. So it's not insignificant.
Well, for a hotel, looking at the furnishings and that sort of thing, you can see the amount of investment that's going in there. So I'm sure it'll be quite popular as it builds with the other components coming through. The last time, as I mentioned, I spoke to a Stay in City exec was back in 2021, Giuseppe Lumari, who was CEO of Stay in City Properties, I understand is now on the board. You were appointed in 2023, as far as I understand. Just a little bit about yourself. How has your tenure so far been leading one of the biggest property developments in South Africa? And why the move into property? Because I checked out your LinkedIn profile and I see that you were previously in the chemicals industry and once in auditing.
Yeah, so, absolutely. So this is a change for me. I think in the professional services environment, one's lucky to get exposure to many different industries. But during my more than 20 years in the professional services firm, I wasn't really exposed much to property. And it's been an area that I've really had an interest in, but never really an opportunity to get involved. And I think what is so exciting about the property industry is just it's such a creative process, you know, from seeing a piece of ground and then getting involved with the creative guys around what can one do with this piece of property and how can you add value to the overall precinct. And it's just been such a privilege to be involved in this particular project, you know, taking over from Giuseppe, who is a visionary. I mean, he really has brought Doe's vision of building a community to life. It's been a real privilege to work with alongside him. We've got a really good internal team, and we also work with very creative project managers and engineers and designers So the team around me, I think, is what really makes this possible, Suren. I think, you know, one couldn't do this without sort of that experience. And of course, we can always lean on Giuseppe when we need to, particularly when it comes to design decisions and the experience that he holds. So, yeah, I've been very, very fortunate to be involved. Our shareholders are obviously very long-term investors, and they're also very passionate in the project. So you mentioned Doe. I'm now working quite closely with his two sons, who are also on our board. They actually have homes on the estate as well, and they're just fully invested, you know, not just from a financial perspective, but from an emotional perspective in the development. And they're also really excited about how this offering is developing.
Well, I must apologize. I thought it's pronounced Dow, but it's Doe from how you pronounce it. It's good to hear that his sons are also involved, because he's got a massive mansion there. That's a key thing that I know, not competitors, but the guys from Zimbali Lakes are trying to replicate down in KwaZulu-Natal. But thanks for that insight. I really appreciate it. What's the next big thing for Steyn City, as it seems the city centre is well established and coming to its own? I know you say that further apartments will be open there, but perhaps you want to share a little bit more about the other components that the company is looking at to expand its various offerings.
Yeah, thanks, Sarin. So we have been busy constructing a 52-unit rental apartment complex, which will launch early next year. So as I mentioned, this is only for rental. So just to test a different element in the market. It's also, we find, serves as a very good entree point for people to come into the estate to see if it's something that they could enjoy. And then we hope to be able to make our renters, property owners at some point. And this particular apartment complex really has sweeping vistas over the golf course. So we think that that'll be well received. In April of this year, we launched what we refer to as the terraces. So it really was in response to market demand, where we saw people were telling us, you know, we don't all want to have large stands. Can't we buy something that's a little bit smaller within Steyn City? We like the offering, but we would like to have, you know, a different sized home. So that was launched in April. The stands averaged around 600 square meters. And what we did to really make the journey a little easier for prospective buyers was we teamed up our four developer stock agents with different teams of architects and builders, and they each came up with different building packages and design concepts so that, you know, it could provide the widest possible choice to any prospective buyers. And that was also very well received. We've, we're sitting at about 80% sold, and we're on the cusp of launching the final phase of the terraces. In the next 18 months, we'll also launch another suburb called The Woods, which is conveniently located near the Steyn City School. We find that parents want to live quite close to the school so that their kids could walk. And it literally is a few hundred meters that they would walk to the school premises. So we think that'll also be well received. And that, again, will then have various stand sizes from about 600 up to, you know, almost 4,000 square meters. So there's a lot of variation in that offering. Then we are very hopeful that we'll be successful in an application that we put into the Department of Health for a day clinic, which will be located just outside our Cedar Lake Gatehouse. And that's for a 10,000 square meter day hospital with four operating theaters. I think it has about 40 beds, and it will have numerous different specialist offerings, you know, at the day hospital. So this sort of adds to all the offerings that we can provide to our residents, but also to the broader community, because that will obviously cater to, you know, the Four Ways precinct. And we think something like that is necessary in the area. And then on the estate itself, we continue to bring new amenities to the estate. You know, so paddle has been very, very popular. So we put paddle courts on. Pickleball is something which is apparently growing quite fast in the US, and we'll be bringing that to the estate in the next month. Basketball, lawn bowls, all in the case of the next few months. And then from a safety and security perspective, you know, we've expanded our emergency response offerings, and we now also have our own fire response and ambulance services on the estate. You know, it's a vast estate. It's 8 square kilometers, and we just can't afford to have any slip-up in timing, you know, for any of these services to come in from outside. So we actually now have them on our estate. And I think it's also just given peace of mind to our residents.
private estate. It almost seems like a private city there, because we know the private sector is supporting government with a lot of these initiatives, even around fire engines. You look at the Discovery Initiative, but very, very interesting insights there. Just on the day hospital, that's quite a significant investment. Can you share what the investment value will be on that? Because it fits in with my next question. I understand you spoke at the API Summit recently about senior living, and I know there's a development also on the cards or already in place at Stain City, and obviously that day hospital fits into the senior living market, as it were.
Yeah, spot on, Seren. So we won't be developing the hospital ourselves. We're working with a consortium, so we've made the land available to them. But I believe that once it's developed, it'll probably be in the order of about 350 to 400 million. So it's not insignificant. And what that will do is that if we're successful, then we'll look to expand that offering with a fully fledged retail offering, which is integrated into the day hospital. So it's obviously just important to first get the licenses and approvals in place, and then we can move into another phase. But it's likely we'll be looking for a development partner on that as well. You know, I think we see our core as being what's on the estate and within our estate walls itself. And looking after our residents and providing them with the best possible facilities, you know. So, and then we'll let the experts who know about day hospitals take care of that. But then coming on to the senior village that you referenced now as well. So again, this kind of moves us back into city centre, because it is 100 apartments within city centre that we're putting into this portfolio. There'll be probably about 60 or 70 one or two-bedroom apartments. But then we're going to really test the market here and have some larger offerings available as well. So some three- and four-bedroom apartments, and see how this market accepts something like that. But I think it is, you know, on a completely different scale to what has been done elsewhere. There'll be an 1,100 square meter sky lounge, which is essentially the clubhouse. So a restaurant, lounge, games rooms, hobby rooms, you know, all the sort of communal areas that people can meet and have a good time. And in our basement, we'll have a 1,000 square meter hydrotherapy center with a fitness center, and that opens up onto exclusive discovery gardens. So I think the facility will be second to none. We'll obviously also have a frail care center, so we'll have a 20-room frail care center. And we've appointed a very experienced operator in a group called Total Care. And, you know, they operate, I think they have about four or five of their own operations, but then they also outsource the operations to probably eight or nine other retirement villages around the country. And then they can clearly provide the full spectrum of services. So we hope to be able to cater a lot to people that are in the independent living phase, but in time, clearly they'll require some level of assistance, and then all the way through to in-home care. You know, so our philosophy is going to be very much around trying to keep people fit for as long as possible, and to live a comfortable life in their own apartments before they need to take the step into frail care, for example. So we'll be offering this on a life rights model. It's obviously a model that's been very well accepted now in South Africa. There's a lot of flexibility in that model, Seren, because as the developer, you can obviously play around with the price points, and we can offer these units at prices that you wouldn't necessarily be able to sell them at. And that's because the developer, you know, obviously gets upside capital appreciation over time. And as I said, our shareholders are very patient, and they see the long-term gain here. So, we hope that sales are going to go well in this space. The upside for the life right holder is clearly peace of mind because of the services that are there, someone, you know, to provide that care that's required. But also they don't have to worry about things like maintenance costs, you know, which can be quite a drain on people. And being in the city centre, all of that is then taken care of by us as the developer. So, and then clearly one day when the unit needs to be unsold, so either if the life rights holder decides to sell the unit, or if they pass on, then the developer takes care of the sales, and then obviously the proceeds then go to the estate, you know. So it's quite a neat solution for people that are at that stage of their life without having to worry about, that which should be a very exciting phase. You know, we all work so hard for so many years to be able to retire with peace of mind. And we hope that we're going to provide that for people that come to our senior village.
Well, thanks for that. Talking about the amount of investment that the Steins and other shelters have put into that whole mega project, I was just amazed when we toured to see the super basement there. Clearly, a lot of money was pumped in during COVID, and it's a long, long-term project. Just to culminate, there's a lot of information. I'm sure we could chat for a lot longer. Not a cliche question, but you have to ask every property developer almost about this. What are your expectations for the property market going forward and for Steyn City, especially considering interest rates and the cycle having turned? And perhaps a little on your thoughts on South Africa's government of national unity, because those are two elements particularly that people are talking about quite a bit at the moment.
So I think both of those are really positive developments and factors, Suren. And I mean, I suppose our only disappointment was that the first rates cut wasn't a bit deeper. And I suppose most property developers would say that. But we're hoping for some good news now in November with the next rate cut. We're certainly seeing a pickup in interest. It hasn't yet translated into significantly higher sales. And we think that pull-through effect will hopefully start being felt probably in our quarter two to quarter three next year. Now, that's how we're modeling this. The GNU, personally, I'm obviously very positive about it. I think as a citizen in South Africa, it's good to see that there's some traction happening in some very important departments. And I think what the GNU has done is that it's put, you know, ministers under pressure. So regardless of which political party you're in, there's this peer group pressure now that that people understand the need to perform. And I think that's really, really positive. And I think any positive sentiment in the context of a lot of bad news that we've had over the last few years can only be good for, you know, for the property sector and for South Africa as a whole. So I'm very positive about it. And I think we are going to see the upside in our development. One of the departments that we hope to see further positivity out of is actually water and sanitation, because that is becoming a concern. And it's certainly a risk that's found its way creeping up our risk register, you know. So we're doing what we can on our estate from a contingency perspective, but one's always going to be at the mercy of the suppliers of bulk water, you know. So, that is an area for us to watch, I think, as property developers.
Thanks so much for your time, Stephen. We'll have to leave it there. That was Stephen Lowe, the CEO of Steyn City Properties.
Thanks, Suren.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The Property Pod.